Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Good morning, Mark. Hypervisor 5 says it's go for ops.
Okay, thanks a bunch for the assist.
It was a pleasure and great to hear your voice, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
Mark, Johnny 2.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm trying to say great to hear your voice as well. Great to hear your voice, letting you know the AVRA TV is on. Let me know if you need a change in the field of view.
Okay, much appreciated. And we like the view.
And Huntsville Station on 2.
Good morning, Mike. Good with you on 2.
Good morning, and thanks for the assist. I did find those padded bags for LSC stowage, they say, so really appreciate it. Saved us a lot of time.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
Houston Station on 2 for Stevis.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Okay, looking here in my procedure 2.2.122, figure 4, and I'm making and verifying all of these connections. I'm looking at the avionics interface all the way on the left side of figure 4 here, and I should be connecting my Ethernet cable to the white Alpha 3 port. This port already has an Ethernet cable in place, and it is enthusiastically duct taped there. I'm wondering, should I disconnect that Ethernet that's at Alpha 3? If so, what does it go to? Or is there a different Ethernet port that I could connect to?
Great description. We were able to stay with you checking.
If a barcode for that 10-meter Ethernet cable connected currently to Alpha 3 is helpful, let me know.
I'll take it.
Johnny says it's for PTLS. The barcode is POC Papa Oscar Charlie 00634 Juliet.
Papa Oscar Charlie 00634 Juliet, thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Max Sievis.
Wait, yeah, 2.
Hey, Xena, we thought the PTLS cable you said was an A3 was going to be an A2. Would you just verify for us one more time that it is actually an A3?
Cool. Back with you on 2. Thank you so much. That was a great check. It is actually at Alpha 2.
Oh, great. Well, that works out super well then, so we can plug it into your new cable into Alpha 3.
Perfect. Yeah, and I did move some of the duct tape, so if you see any bad signal from that Ethernet cable at Alpha 2, let me know and I will re-wiggle it into place. But yes, Alpha 3 is indeed open. Thanks.
All right. Glad it's worked out.
Full station on 2 for LSG.
Mike, we're with you in 2.
Oh, I know you're with us always. Hey, wanted to give you a quick heads up. The activity of putting the gloves and sleeves into these padded bags is going along nicely, but I think I'm going to need some help, not now, but a little bit later, because the padded bags are well padded, and the half CTDs that held gloves, small, medium, and large, were full to begin with. So as we go through, I'm really not sure I'm going to be able to close the half CTDs once all of the padded bags are added. So we're probably going to have some kind of alternate plan when we get there. But we're not there yet, but I'm just predicting the future, and I'll probably need some help then.
Mike, thanks for letting us know. We will work a plan back here and get back to you.
Thank you, yeah. And the 2.0 CTD that all the half CTDs came in, that was already pretty full, so it doesn't have a lot much more to give. The 1.0 CTD that we have stowed in the JPM itself might have a little bit of room.
Copy. And Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and LSG.
Go ahead on 2, please.
To help us out, do you think that all of the bags that would be overflow from those three half CTBs, do you think those would all be able to fit in the 1.0 CTB 5109?
But the way we're going, I highly doubt it. Everything is possible up here in space, but I think we're going to have to get some other plan. When we get there, I'll let you know, but it's not, I've only packed about 5 or 6 gloves so far, and it's going to get super tight. And I'm even wondering if I'm going to be able to shut the half CTVs, just because the extra padding takes a lot of extra room. But we'll see what we can do. And if it helps, I can turn on the Note 2 camera too, if that helps.
Checking. And Mike Hunsell back with you in 2. No need for a camera view. We're going to work a plan down here. Thanks for letting us know, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks. And, happy to answer any questions if you have them, and appreciate the help. And Huntsville Station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I know y'all are still thinking, and I know it's pretty early in the morning. So I do want to give some more updates because I was able to pack some more and try a few things out real quick. First off, I want to say this should have been an easy task. We all thought it was going to be easy, so thank you for bearing with me. The padded bags just add so much bulk. So the original half CTVs were extended, but they could hold the gloves and sleeves, and they had to sit at an angle, and then you can with a little bit of finagling close the half CTV. Once you add the extra padded bags, that's no longer possible, and it's really hard to fit any of those into a half CTV. So I got a 1.0 CTV, and even then it's just really tough because of the height of the CTVs are the same. So I'm not sure we're going to get very far today as far as getting it all done, but I'm here and willing to work with you. But I don't think it was an easy one-for-one swap. Just put a padded bag around the sleeve and then go from there.
Copy, Oliver, checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and LSG.
Go ahead.
And Mike, thank you for letting us know everything you've done today. I think we are going to take this back to the drawing board. But as for now, the sleeves and gloves you were able to get into padded bags and into your half CTPs, if you could let us know which ones those are, that would be great. And then anything that's not yet in padded bags, you can return to its previous configuration, and unused padded Ziploc bags can go back into the 3.0 CTP where you found them.
And thank you for your patience on this. I'm going to take some pictures so you can get so the drawing board has some data to work with. And then I will probably I'll make it work and let you know what we did. But I'll probably have to take a few undo a little bit of the work so that everything can go back into a half CTV, and we'll go from there. But we'll definitely take pictures and give you data, and apologies, I'm trying my best.
And Mike, no worries. Thank you so much for what you're able to get done and all the data points. We'll take those back to the team and work a better plan for the future.
Thanks. I really, I think the goal is to protect the gloves and sleeves, and I'm definitely a proponent of that goal.
We are too. Thanks for your help. Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and LSG.
Good morning. I'm back with you on 2.
Good morning. We have an alternate location for the unused padded Ziploc bags when you're ready to copy.
Okay. Stand by about 20 seconds, and I'll be ready to copy. Okay. I'm ready to copy the alternate location for the padded bags.
Okay. So instead of taking them back to Cygnus, so you don't have to go back there, you can stow those at JLP1, Aft1, Delta, and a 1.0CTB 5113.
All right, JLP, Aft1, Delta, and then I did not hear the rest. Could you please repeat?
Apologies, but the 1.0CTB 5113.
Okay, in 5113, copy 1.0CTB. Does that CTB have anything in it? Honestly, I was surprised, and maybe you will be too, that these padded bags are all, they would probably barely fit into a 1.0 CTB without anything in them. So understood what you're asking me to do, and we will do our best, but I'm not sure they're going to fit, even though that they're padded bags and soft and squishy.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, we copy. We do think that there is some stuff in that 1.0 CTP. So if you have concerns and don't think it's going to fit, then we'll just stick with our original location in the 3.05093 and Cygnus.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I took lots of pictures, so hopefully that gives you some data for some planning. And no complaints up here. We'll do our best. I would like to let you know that when we last left the story, it was stop what we're doing now and then just report what we've done. I cannot, for example, I am right now working with the half CTD 5182, which has LSG gloves and sleeves small. I cannot close that I cannot close that CTD with any padded material in. So something's going to have to give. So what I'm going to do is pretty much just take all the padding off of everything, return the padded bags to their original stack, and maybe just have this be a complete start from the drawing board. I'll copy.
Mike, we copy all. Thank you for your effort today, and yes, we're just going to go back to the drawing board on this one. I appreciate your extra help in the photos. We'll look forward to those.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I really wanted to try to make this work, but it's not the current plan, but we'll have some good data for a new plan.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Next station on 2.
Go ahead with you on 2.
Good morning. Wondering if I could start the granular sound power off activity a little bit early.
That's affirmed. You're going to start that early if you like. Could you also please add us a crew note with the serial number for the ARED-K activity from this morning?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Many thanks.
Next station on 2 for granular sound.
With you on 2.
Hey, just want to get some more context here so that I can put this ORU in the best possible config for you all. How far forward would you like granular sound moved? Would ideal be as far forward on deck 3 as possible while maintaining the 15 centimeter clearance? Or would you like it kind of centered on that rack front, the board panel of deck 3, or what's the ideal config?
Yeah, good question. Thanks for checking. So for us, as far forward as you can possibly go, respecting that 15 centimeter clearance and not obstructing any other payloads or systems. So we'll leave that up to your best judgment. But as far forward as you can get with those constraints would be great.
Okay, copy all. I think I can probably move it another 20 centimeters towards forward and maintain all of those constraints.
Brilliant. LPI likes this very much. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And just for our NSA, does this mean that there were some undesired vibrations during the experimental run?
I'm checking.
No worries. And we can get that answer later. Just help us your equipment the best way possible. Thank you.
And Zena, nothing to do with the vibrations. They were nominal from ISS. It's just for overall stowage and ease of access to some other things within Columbus.
Okay, right on. That's super helpful context. Thank you.
Unix Station 2, email programming.
With you on 2.
Hi, good morning, Angie. I hope you're having a good day. Want to let you know the email reprogramming cable is connected.
All right. Many thanks for the call. We copy.
Station 2, step 2.4, recycle tank train, looking at you complete with safing.
Johnny, on 2, the safing is complete.
Hey, Mark, good morning. I hope you're doing well, buddy.
Yeah, doing great down here. Just the time of day is the only negative impact on me.
Well, we appreciate you and the rest of the team for being up here with us.
It is an honor and a privilege. I seriously mean that.
To Station 2, step 2.14 for our recycle tank train. The UPA is configured for recycle tank train. You're good to proceed with commanded train.
Copy. Thanks.
Welcome.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Johnny and EMU checkout.
Mark, how can I help you?
Just wanted to give you a heads up, Johnny, that step 1 in your EMU checkout procedure is complete, but we're not seeing the video, so we'd like you to do the node 1 1/4 power cycle.
Copy, step 1's complete. Sorry, I was just grabbing some food. I haven't turned on the node 1 camera. Do you still want me to do the encoder?
Yeah, I think we need to power cycle it.
Okay, I will turn on node 1 camera and also power cycle the encoder.
Thanks.
To airlock 2, I'm just getting started into the procedure. I've got the node 1 encoder restarted, camera on. Let me know if you need anything else to be able to have eyes on.
Hey, Johnny, thanks. We did see that we got COM at least temporarily restored with the encoder. We're with you.
That's something to fix today, but I've got some time tomorrow to do a bunch of troubleshooting, and if maybe the consoles can put some words together on exactly what's going on with the encoder in Node 1. I know we've had trouble for a long period of time, but I may have some ideas on how we can troubleshoot that because I know it's been a pain for everyone.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
And just to be clear, what I'm kind of looking for is maybe some qualitative words on, hey, is the signal coming in through RADI? Is it staticky? Or is it just binary on-off? Maybe some other signatures that kind of that help think creatively what it might be.
Yeah, we will definitely do that. And in the meantime, we still have other views that will allow us to get the EMU work done today.
Signal lock 2, would you like me to move to 3 to keep 2 clear, and a question on step 4?
Your preference is on the comm loop, and go ahead on step 4.
Okay. I think Xena might be on 4, so I'll move to 3 to keep 2 clear, and I'll ask the question on 3.
Airlock Houston on 2.
Airlock 2, go.
Hey, just for this KU iffiness right now, I'll stick with 2 for the moment, but we've got telemetry on the ground that shows that the bat amps is 3.96, so we're going to call that the less than category. I definitely understand what you're talking about with the equal being missing.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Continuing. Houston Airlock 2, step 19.14, reporting the results of the water inspection. Nothing in the Maddox canister or the inlets. Over. Houston Airlock 2, you have a go. Step 22, we're powered down UHF 1 and 2.
Copy. That's in work. Thanks.
Houston Airlock 2, with some feedback on our procedure.
Go ahead on 2.
Mark, if I may add a human factors, just feedback. Some of these EMU procedures have a really helpful note in the beginning to remove all jewelry and personal possessions off your hands and wrists. We as operators know to do that, but sometimes we forget. And so I just think it's a helpful reminder, reduce some human factors. And so I would recommend that that warning or note gets copy and pasted into this one as well.
We definitely understand. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. No response required, but you do have the go in step 3.1.2 for part 2 of your recycle drain procedure.
Here you go. Thanks. Station 2, step 3.1.2, comment on recycle tank drain.
We are with you, Johnny.
Just giving you a qualitative assessment. The tank quantity indicator it appears as empty, but just for this particular model, the ball bearing is actually a little bit past the black line. It is touching the black line, but it's consistent with previous observations on this. And every time I've mentioned it, Houston's always said that that's good. So I'm just mentioning it again.
And copy. Thanks, Johnny.
Just for context, the reason I bring it up is because the previous recycle tank drain, the ball bearing was a little bit further back.
Copy.
Station 2 with a crew net comment.
Go ahead on 2. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. We like the view you've given us. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. We like the view you've given us. And just a heads up, in case there's confusion, you are privatized on Space to Ground 3 for your exercise session. And no need to give us a response. You can just give us a thumbs up in the camera. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. I think you called me, but I didn't hear the full story.
Hey, that's correct, Mark. I was letting you know that CrewNet is working on the USOS side, but not on the Russian side.
Sergey let me know. I checked Paymaster, and everything seems to be online like it normally should. Not urgent, I know, because Pluto is not on console. Over.
Okay, we've made a note of it. Thank you.
To Station 2, recycle tank drain, step 5.8. The EPA filtering valve position is in fill, and the drain valve compressor port is uncapped.
Copy all. Good config. Thanks.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Johnny for his upcoming tap.
Scuba Johnny on 2. Good morning, Tommy. I'm ready to copy.
Good morning, Johnny. Great to talk with you. Just for efficiency, I think you are checking the procedure already. Just assuming that. At step 2-3, there's a check CPC. We have completed the all the markers are invisible from the interval 2 camera. So you are good to proceed starting the step 2-4.
Okay, pick it up in 2.4. Thank you.
Good copy. Thank you.
Johnny on 2, step 3.6, can you verify you have a good field of view, or if you'd like me to change it or zoom in?
Johnny, thank you for the call. We are actually on board from the different camera, so we are switching to the camera you are operating, so we're checking the view. Just give me a couple of minutes.
Happy to take your time. I'm sorry. The procedure said Gen Cam 2, and I have 2 up. But if you want me to switch to 1, I can do that also. Same for me. Thank you.
Oh, it's all bad. Sorry about that. You're right. And we are coming on board from the right camera. Gen Cam 2, and we're checking the view now. Hey, Johnny, I see you waving, and the view is perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah, can a robot if he failed to fly? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will do my best to save a gem robot, and Kimi-san gave me some good advice on how to grab it.
Kamsahamnida. Thank you very much. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Station 1, Space Ground 2 for CMAU.
With you on 2, Kimia.
I know this is a little bit early, but is it okay for me to start this activity a little early?
Yes, that's fine. We're all ready.
Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2. One question on CMAU.
Go ahead with you on 2.
Yes, I just want to confirm that this configuration is right, but it seems like this laptop doesn't have any battery. Is that expected?
Affirm, that's correct.
Understand. So I will just continue.
No, thank you for checking, but yes, we have no battery in that one.
Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2 for CMAU.
Hey, Kimia, with you on 2?
I just completed swap HAZU right, and it seems like when I apply the power, it's automatically rebooted. So I'm going to just close the lid and...
All right, we copy. Yeah, that's even better. So that's the expected configuration for us, and you're good. Kimia, back with you on 2. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry, there was a small handover, so just to make sure we copied, and that's a good configuration. Thank you.
Understand. Thank you.
Cuba and Johnny on 2, checking to see if you need any actions for the robot.
Thank you for Johnny. No action required at this moment.
Happy. Thank you.
Station on 2 for yet a bit change up.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Yes, I think I copied earlier your go on step 3.1. Step 3.3, I have serial number 1483.
And we like that number, and you had a good copy on the go for 3.1.
Okay, thank you. Proceeding. Sensation on 2 for Yedeve.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
I'm at the end of the procedure, 3.10, letting you know that the urine transfer compressor hose, which is the double green tape,
is connected to Podacha Davlenia on Yedeve, and we're ready for transfer.
Copy all. Thanks for the words, Mike.
Suba is station on 2. Checking in if you need any assistance or robot.
And Johnny on 2, thank you for the call. So far, the flight is nominal. Thank you very much for the call. We have no items late.
Okay, great news. We'll stand by if you need any help. Thanks.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Johnny and Timeline, when available.
Houston, good afternoon, our time. Good morning, your time. This is Mike, and I can take the notes for Johnny, too.
And good afternoon, Mike. So just wanted to let you know, coming up on your timeline, that little pink sliver for recycle tank, we're a little bit behind. We're not going to be ready at that time, but we don't want to delay you getting into your Max Sevis. So our suggestion here is for Johnny to pick up that small pink activity time that he has planned to start his regen activity at 1340, and then he can proceed and cover both of those. I'll copy.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we got off. I was a few minutes late in accomplishing the previous steps, so understand on the timeline, and I'll just give some of my work to Johnny. He won't mind.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks for the flexibility with the change on that one. And then while I've got you, we do need a little extra support. So Sergey and Alexei, they are looking for a drink bag and holder for their fill activity that's happening. If somebody is available to run that over to them, we'd appreciate it.
I'd be happy to do so. If you could tell me where to find the equipment, we'll get it to them.
Copy. We'll get you that info. Stand by one.
Station 1-6-2 for Malay.
Kimia Huntsville is with you on 2.
Is it okay for me to start this of year activity?
And Kimia, yes, you are. Go ahead to go and start early with the yellow activities.
You. Please station all space count 2 for ham video.
Go for ham video.
Ham video power down is complete. So let's move on to next procedure. Thank you.
We copy.
Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2 for Johnny at your convenience regarding EML.
Munich, Johnny on 2, I'm ready to copy and help.
Hey Johnny, not too exciting news on that front. So our rack is not performing as we had expected, so we need to perform a little bit more troubleshooting on ground. This activity that is currently at 1610, the removal of the cable that you installed earlier this morning, we would like you to leave that cable in place. And we'll reschedule the cable removal sometime later during the week.
I'm sorry to hear that, Andy. I copy all. Is there anything you'd like me to do to help with the troubleshooting other than not do my 1610 activity?
And thanks for the offer. That's negative so far. We don't have any actions for you currently. But we'll be sure to get back to you once we have an idea.
Wait, I'm around all day.
Thanks, Johnny.
That's the station on Space Ground 2 for ham cable.
I'm still with you in 2, Kimia.
Cable reconfiguration complete, so move on to next procedure. Thank you.
Copy. And while I have you, Andy in Munich has some big picture words for you, your rest of your yell activities. So I'll hand you over to him.
Okay. From now on, I'm going to contact to Huntsville. Munich. Thank you.
Hey, Kimia, Munich is here on 2 with you. Just as a heads up, since the PAO activities have been deferred, we do not have a wait time between those yellow activities. At your preference, if you want, you can also advance the cubic 5 and 6 setup activities, or, of course, they can stay per timeline as you prefer.
Okay, understand. We may have some other activities with crew members, so I'm going to let you know later. So far, I'm going to do that as much as possible, then maybe join up to other crew members.
Perfect, yeah. We just wanted to give you the flexibility since there's a little bit of free time from our side on the timeline. As you prefer, Kim, absolutely no preference either way from us.
Well, that's great. Thank you for your flexibility. That's really helpful.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike.
Go ahead on 2, please.
Yeah, Mike, sorry for the delay. We're doing a phone a friend to get the right hardware for that drink bag over there. So, but we don't want to delay you for your Max Sevis, so you can press with that, and we'll get that information with a volunteer up later. Also want to let you know for your ARED session today, since we've had to remove a KU pass during that time, that's just going to be a regular exercise session, and we're going to do the photo TV piece rescheduled for Friday. That's our plan. I'll copy.
Okay, copy on all parts. Both Johnny and I are will be available as soon as you want. This Maxi, this thing is just putting stuff away, so there's ways to, you know, there's breakpoints for sure. So don't be abashed to call us when you have some good DIDB stories for us. But yeah, they definitely work in the Orlan suits. That said, also I copy about the ARED. This afternoon will be just a regular red session, and we'll get the photo TV part later this week. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Phoenix station on Spacecraft 2 for item gathering.
Go ahead on 2, Camille.
Yes, I have a question on item number 3 on the storage log. I gathered immunity SC kit bag, serial number 26. But inside this bag, I don't see any EDTAS modality, two of them. So should I look into other places?
Give us a second to check, Kimya.
Thank you for checking.
Kimya, Munich is back on 2. So from our tracking, those monovets should be inside the 2.0 CTB, but not inside the immunity SA kit bag. So one level higher up. That 2.0 CTB in which you found the kit bag.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to retrieve that one individually. Sorry, I misunderstood that question. Thank you. Thank you for checking.
Thank you, Kimya.
Uber. Station on 2, checking in if you need any help for a robot.
Hey, Johnny, thank you very much for asking. Seems like we have completed the test today. That means we are done with it. Thank you very much. Little bit early, you can go to close out. But from the video, it seems like you haven't moved any items from the gym, so I believe we can call it the task is complete now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we'll call that complete. Thanks.
Thank you, and gym limited access is no longer applicable. Thank you very much as well.
Phoenix station on Space Ground 2 for kit gathering.
Go ahead on 2, Kimya.
Thank you for your help. I was able to find these items, and I just wrote the passcode numbers on CrewNaut, so please check these out later.
Perfect. We'll make sure to look out for those.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for Johnny and Recycle Tank.
Scott, Johnny on 2, ready to receive.
Hey, Johnny, just to let you know on here, we're still doing our ground commanding, so we can't get into Mike's sliver activity. But what we are able to do is you can press with your currently scheduled Yetive activity at any time starting now, and then hopefully by the time you're done with that, we can circle back and take care of that last item on Mike's timeline. Copy.
Let me repeat that back just to be 100% sure. So I can begin my 1340 scheduled activity now. Is that good?
Yes, that's a good read back. You can begin that now. Once you're done, hopefully we'll be ready to circle back and do Mike's activity afterwards.
Sure, in work.
Thank you.
This is station 2 for Stowe help on my Edivay activity.
And we're here, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Row 3, Edivay 1320, I cannot find. I will keep looking. There's a few other places I can think of, but just letting you know in case maybe there was a typo. I did find a 1420, just not a 1320. But I'll keep searching.
Okay, copy that, Johnny. We're going to check down here just to make sure we have the right info. We'll let you know.
Phoenix station on Space Ground 2 for Cubic.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for your offer. Since I have still more time, so I'm going to start setting up Cubic 5 and double-checking on your side. Step 1 is complete, and I have a go for step 1.
We concur, Kimya. You are go.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Yetive.
Johnny 2, go ahead.
Now, Johnny, might have a little bit of info to help you out here. First of all, Yedive 1420-1420, we do not want to use that one. That has some bad fluid in there that we don't want to process. As for 1320, we know that it recently was moved around a little bit. It did come out of a 6.0 CTB in the airlock, serial number. If you still can't find it, then we're fine with you just pressing with the procedure using 1454 as your Yedive. Copy.
Hey, copy. I'll spend a little bit more time looking for it. Zeno was able to see that recently it was transferred by Kimiya-san per Stotrad. So we'll figure it out. If you can't find it, we'll press with 1454.
All right. That sounds great. Appreciate it.
Station 2, stowage follow-up.
We're here, Johnny. Go ahead.
Looking for 1320, but I do have an answer to a previous mystery. If you open up Stowtrack and look under Node 3 and Raw Stowage, step 9.14, let me know when you're there.
Copy. Stand by one. Okay, we're with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
If you open up crew comments, you'll see that Kimiya-san reported serial number 1317 is missing. I can tell you we did find that. It is currently the backup editor, and so that's why it was missing. So it's now been found.
All right, that's great news. And good luck finding 1320.
Station 2, stowage follow-up.
Go ahead, Johnny.
We found 1320. It's just there was a wrong Sharpie number on the bottom of the bucket, but we fixed it, so we're good now.
Oh, excellent. Great news. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate the diligence there.
See ya.
Sensation on 2 for Max Sevis disassembly. Looking for a go on step 2.1.
And you are go, Mike.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Sensation on Sevis 2 for Cubic.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, Cubic 5 setup complete. If it's okay, I'm going to move on to Cubic 6. And confirming I have a go for that.
Kimia, that is a firm. You are go for Cubic 6.
Understand. Thank you. We're starting from step 1.1 for Cubic 6.
Yeah, that's a good understanding.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Yedive when available.
Johnny, I take go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny, I just want to catch you before this upcoming LOS we're going to have in about 7 minutes. Just to let you know, once you're complete with your current Yedive activity, we are now go for you to execute Mike's 1325 Yedive activity. And when you're complete with that, I'll just let you know Huntsville has one small item for you when you have time to give them a call.
Copy all. Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2. Just wanted to offer that I'm available while Johnny's working.
Zena, we appreciate that. You're always willing to help us out. So we want to get your assessment, really, of the airflow behind our data acquisition unit that's underneath LIDOL, and that's going to be at Cole, aft deck 1, and it's going to be located on the seat track around the mic 2 location. Let me know when you get there, and I'll give you more words.
Okay, on my way. Spill station on 2 from Columbus, aft deck 1.
Okay, Zena, there is a white box there in the corner, and that is the data acquisition unit. And we want to make sure there is sufficient room for the vents to cool. We've seen a rise in temperatures, and so we have light all off, but we want you to give your assessment of what you think. And if we need to move it, then we can schedule a time later to do that. Just let us know what you see about airflow there.
Hey, copy. I am looking at this. This is the Altea Data Acquisition Unit, serial number 1. And my assessment is that airflow is about as good as it can be in this area. There's probably close to 3/4 of a meter of clearance to this unit's starboard side. Maybe 10 centimeters toward station aft, not a lot on the bottom of the box. So toward station nader, maybe a couple centimeters, and then maybe 15 centimeters toward station port. Where is the ventilation on this box specifically? Oh, actually, I'm taking a look at what might be the air intake, which is on the station port
It is covered in lint.
That's a good data point, Zena. That could be the culprit there. I believe that's all we need. Let me check with the rest of the room, but we appreciate that assessment. We'll look to see what we can schedule.
I'm happy to take a vacuum to it real quick. It basically looks like my dryer's lint trap at home. It's like very covered in lint. I can take before and after photos and give it a vacuum if that works for you.
Okay, Zena, sounds like after my husband washes clothes, the lint is awful. Yeah, we'll take you up on your offer. We appreciate that. And if you want to snap some photos, that'd be great, too. Thanks for all the data points.
You got it. That's in work.
Station 2, step 1.13 for my EDIVAC activity. The EDIVAC is configured for drain to RST. You're good to proceed with fan and drain.
Copy that. Thanks, Johnny.
Station 2, question on recycle tank drain, step 7.4.
And we're back with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Scott, so for the EDIVAC activity on my timeline, I use that urine transfer compressor hose to connect to the EDIVAC at Pedaccio da Venia. And on Mike's activity, which I was going to do on step 7.4, it has me use a compressor hose to connect to the compressor port. So because I can't use the same hose for two different things, I just want to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Copy, Johnny. Stand by one.
Yeah, Johnny, that's a good catch right there. Apologies for that. That's a factor of us having you do those items out of order. So the final config of that hose that we want you in at this point is what you left it in at the end of your activity at 1340. It will get reconfigured again in your later pink activities later today. So copy.
Copy. I interpret that as deferring Mike's activity for now, and I'll leave everything as is.
Yeah, Johnny, and negative on that, really what we're saying here is the hose is in a good config. You don't have to do 7.4, but you can complete the rest of the step numbers in Mike's activity to put the valve itself in the right configuration.
Okay, copy. I will skip 7.4 and complete the rest of Mike's activity, procedure 2.964. Just to let you know what had happened. So I did not realize step 7.4 was a step that I wasn't able to do. So I performed 7.2, moving the filtering valve to process. Once I got to 7.4 and I realized there was a misconfig in the procedures, I undid 7.2. So I will go ahead and repeat 7.2 and get it into process. I'll copy.
Yeah, that's a good copy, and no concerns with that plan. That's exactly where we want you to be. That's our bad for putting you out of order right there, so apologies for that.
Hey, Scott, and the rest of the flight control team, no issues at all. That human space flight. So thanks for all the support. I'm going to get that work done now.
All right, appreciate it, Johnny.
Station on 2.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I've got some photos for you. That lint trap is all cleaned up. Those photos are on SSC-10. And then also while I'm there, I took a look for my bionutrients survey, and it was indeed not in the folder that it should have been in, but I was able to just open Microsoft Word, and it was still in my recent files. I tried again, and I was not able to save it directly into that folder on the T drive, OCA down for Huntsville, but I was able to save it elsewhere and then drag and drop into that folder, so I think that's what happened earlier. Anyway, long story short, it should be there now. Take a look and let me know if I need to move it or email it or whatever.
That is great news. So efficient, Zena. Thank you so much. We'll look for it now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Station 2, recycle tank drain, step 7.5. The UPA filtering valve position is in process, and that marks the end of this activity with step 7.4 having been skipped.
Copy, Johnny. Appreciate the help with that right there. It's a good config. And just to let you know,
thanks for the support. And Scott, and as well as any other listening centers, if it's okay, the crew and I are going to be recording a message, and we're going to be using the PEO time and recording a message that FOD had requested. So we'll have Station Ground 2 up, but if it's not urgent, if you all can hold off until we're done completion of the recording, and we'll let you know when we're done.
And Houston copies, we can do that. No concerns. Just to let you know, we're going to have to delay your next pink Yetive activity until after your exercise anyway, so you have plenty of time.
Yeah, thanks. To Station 2, crew is done with our recording, so we can resume nominal comm ops.
Great news, Johnny. It went well for you. Just to let you know, we were actually really quick on the drawdown here, and if you would like to go ahead and step into your 1500 Yetive activity, you can. Or you're welcome to do it after exercise, your choice.
Well, nice. Strong work. I will step into it around 1500, 1505. Thanks.
Sounds great. Patient Houston on 2 for Mike or available crew member and the drink bag story.
Go ahead for the drink bag story.
Hey, Mike, no rush on this on here, but we finally put together what we need to pass over to Sergey and Alexei here for the drink bag. Are you ready to copy? Could you support with that real quick?
Yes, ready to copy.
All right, great. So Sergey and Alexei, they need one drink bag and one restraint. For locations, we expect the drink bags to be behind the airlock forward one stowage panel. There should be a DIDB ziplock there with drink bags. And then for the restraint, we expect you're going to have to grab that one out of EMU 3005. How copy so far?
Right. The only thing I didn't copy is, do they need Sergey and Alexei, do they need one each, or do they need a total of one? And I copied that the DIDBs or the airlock F1 and the ziplock and the restraint will probably take it. It's probably a 3005, and we can take it from there.
Yes, sir. Good copy so far. And, yes, that is a total of one drink bag plus restraint is what is needed. Whatever drink bag you get from the ziplock, if you could just report the lot number from the bag you get it from. And finally, when you grab the restraint, it will have a snorkel on it. You can just remove the snorkel and put that back in the EMU equipment bag. Copy.
That makes a lot of sense. We'll owe you a lot number. We owe you a lot also, but we'll owe you a lot number, and we'll keep the snorkel in the equipment bag.
All right. Thanks for the help with this one.
One team, brother. Thank you. Sit on 2 for drink bag.
Yes, sir. Mike, on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a lot number if you are ready to copy.
And we are ready.
Hey, it's 2021-00494.
Copy, 2021-00494. Thank you, sir.
Three back, and thanks for supporting our Russian friends.
Anytime.
This is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Kimya and Cubic with one go back.
Thank you.
Kimya, we have a bit of a problem with our Cubic 6. That's the one on deck 2. Could you go and check the land cable connection for us? Or let us know when you're in Columbus. I can give you more details.
Yeah, that's that. I'm on the deck land cable and also call back to you. Thank you.
That's a good understanding. So I have the procedure reference and steps for you if you need those. Otherwise, yeah, give us a call once you're there.
And Houston Airlock Space to Ground 2.
Sir, go ahead, Mike.
While we're at it, the restraint assembly serial number is 076.
076, copy that.
Houston All Space Ground 2 for Cubic 6.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead, Kimya.
Yes, I'm actually sorry. The procedure said I need to connect this LAN cable to MA 6, but I accidentally connected to Kilo 6 because it was open. Right now, LIMA 6 is occupied, so should I disconnect this one and reconnect it to the Kilo 6?
And can you confirm that you are looking at patch panel 2.2, Kimya? That should be the one more towards the aft.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's my bad. Yeah, actually, I'm just looking for the front side. So I'm going to go back to the back side of the hub and reconnect it. How about that?
Perfect, Kimya. Thanks for checking. Thanks for being so flexible. And yeah, no worries. As long as we could figure it out, that should solve the issue. But let's stand by and see.
Okay. Since
Station 2, EDIVE activity step 2.3.3, serial number 1454.
Good serial number. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. Johnny, when you have a moment, I have another question. I was hoping you can verify for us, but no rush.
Okay. You can send it now if you'd like.
Sure, no problem. So going back to yesterday, at the end of the day, you and Mike did a compare for us of those WHC air hoses post the R&R. We were wanting to make sure that both of those air hoses that you were comparing are temp stowed on the toilet side of the stall. Did you verify if that's their current location?
Yes, it is on the toilet side stall. Looking at it right now.
All right, that's perfect. That's all we need. Thanks, Johnny.
Cool.
Station Munich on 2. Kimia, that worked. We have a good connection. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking, and sorry for the mistake again, and happy to working with you.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Itasumashite.
Houston Station 2, EDIVE activity, step 2.3.8. The EDIVE is configured for drain to RST. You're going to proceed with command drain.
Great news, Johnny. Thanks for the help with that.
And Huntsville Station on 2.
Are you on 2?
Yeah, this morning we had some interesting times with LSG stowage. I put the photos for downlink so that you all could see what I saw on SSC number 9. It's available when you are.
We copy, Mike. Thanks for the photos. We'll take a look.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
An airlock on 2 for EVA batteries, step 6.
Zena, we've got you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm in the terminal init procedure, 1.670. At step 6, there's a table for expected battery types. And for charger 1, which is the only charger I'm operating currently, channels 2, 3, 4, and 5 match the table. But in channel 1, there is no battery present, so it just says none.
Yeah, I copy that, Zena. So that is an expected configuration. We're good with that.
Okay, copy. It's an airlock on 2, step 21.
And we're here, Zena. Go ahead.
For charger 1, channel 1, none. Channel 2, Elreba, charge scheduled. Channel 3, Elreba, charge scheduled. Channel 4, LPGT, charge scheduled. Channel 5, none.
Hey, Zena, sorry for the delay there. Yes, those are good values right there. You have a go to continue on in the procedure. Thanks for the help.
We go to continue. Thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hello, this is Alec, and I'm ready to my exercises on AROT in the Node 3. And tell me, please, can you see the video from the camera?
Good afternoon, Oleg. If you could give us another minute or two, we are still routing the camera feed, so I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
And Oleg, could you just verify for us, is the camcorder on, ON?
Camcorder is on now.
Okay, copy that. Give me a minute and we'll get it routed and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Oleg, back with you on 2. We see the camera now. We have a good view, so we are go for exercise when you are.
Copy all. Thank you very much. It's a good news.
You're welcome. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny before this LOS. Minute and a half to the LOS.
Got impeccable timing. How can I help?
I bet you're going to ask what I was going to tell you. Before this LOS happens, I want to let you know we are go anytime for you to pick in your last YETIVE activity.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Be aimed, please. Thanks, Johnny.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike.
Hello, this is Mike speaking. How may I be helpful?
Hey, Mike, I got 50 seconds to tell you this, but I wanted to give you a heads up on your service module ham power down. It's a little different today, a little deviation. I know these are usually pretty routine, but I wanted to make sure you looked at your execution note. For procedure 2.028, you're just going to skip step 4, which really all that means is we're not removing the 10A power due to the EVA coming up. Just wanted to give you that heads up, and you're go to do that anytime.
Okay, thank you, and really appreciate you having my back on that. Execution notes sometimes are tricky. Got it. Thank you.
Phoenix Station, Space to Ground 2.
Phoenix, it's you on 2, Mike.
Hey, Andy, really glad to hear you, and Columbus is looking great today. It's great to see the Cubics in action again, so that's pretty cool. I was calling about the ARED-K USB flash drive. Do I have a go, or do you need some more time? Either way is fine.
Good evening, Mike. I already sent Andy home, but yes, you are go for the USB flash drive disconnect.
Sorry about that. I almost had it right, and copy a go, and good evening.